Welcome back to another episode of Ranting and Racing. I am your host for this evening, Michael Monroe. Jake is not with me tonight. He has some personal issues going on. And so just keep him in your thoughts and prayers. We are here to just kind of preview the weekend. With the racing action we have coming up, SRX is going to be starting any second, so we're going to wrap this up quickly so any of our streamers can go watch SRX, but I want to discuss the F1 weekend, the IndyCar weekend, and the NASCAR weekend that we have coming up. Very busy racing weekend. Starting out with F1, Daniel Ricciardo is back. I know a lot of people are very excited about Daniel Ricciardo coming back and what his expectations are. I don't necessarily think he has any expectations. I don't think the team really has any expectations other than seeing if this race car is as bad as it really is. If you listen to any of our previous episodes, you know that I really think the car is just garbage. But it'll be interesting to see what Daniel can do with the car. Can he keep up with Yuki? Will he even be able to be a little bit faster than Yuki? That'll be interesting to see. Can anyone stop Max Verstappen? That's another big question mark right now. I don't know that it's possible. I know Red Bull is bringing some upgrades this weekend with the side pods. It sounds like they are going to be at least 0.2 faster, so that will be pretty interesting. Their racing weekend kicks off tomorrow with practice, but their race starts at 9 a.m. on Sunday on ESPN, I believe 2. Don't quote me on that. But, I just think they're in Hungary, so I don't see anyone stopping Max. It'll be interesting to see if they stop Max. I think there's only maybe two drivers that could stop Max right now. It'd probably be his teammate Sergio Perez or Fernando Alonso, to be honest with you. I don't see anyone else unless something, drastic happens with reliability or pit stops or anything like that. I just don't see there being many issues on that side of the racing world. Like I said, this is going to be a really quick episode just to kind of preview the highlights of the weekend before we really get into it. The IndyCar race, they're coming to Iowa. They have their doubleheader with Hy-Vee. Hy-Vee's done a lot for the series. They sponsor the past winner, Christian Lundgaard. So it'll be interesting to see how he can back up. It seems like Rahal Letterman-Lanigan isn't really quick on the ovals. They weren't good at the Indy 500. We know that Graham's car got eliminated from the Indy 500, so that'll be interesting to see. One thing, I brought up the Indy 500. IndyCar's been working really hard to find out why Kyle Kirkwood's wheel come just flying off and damage Snowball. So they looked into this, and they are actually coming out with a stronger wheel nut that is debuting this weekend at Iowa. I think that's obviously something that's, crucial. I think IndyCar is very good at coming to conclusion on problems immediately. So that's we're 2 months from May, and they already have a solution to this problem, hopefully. Another big thing when it comes to injuries is Simon Pagenaud. He is also out again this weekend after his flips, at Mid-Ohio when his brakes failed. And Connor Daly will be stepping in for him again. So I think it'll be another good opportunity for Connor Daly to show his talents off and maybe improve from where he has been running with Ed Carpenter and where he ran with Meyer Shank the last time He ran at Mid-Ohio. They, like I said, it's a doubleheader weekend at Iowa. Racetrack is super small. It races really well. On Saturday, you can catch the IndyCar Series at 3 p.m. on NBC and Sunday at 2 p.m. on NBC. That's really all the IndyCar news I have right now to share. I'm sure next week the episode will be a lot longer. Like I said, I just wanted to get on here, push some media out. Like I said, it's been a really rough week. It's we're in a new studio now. Things have just been a little chaotic here lately. So, yeah. Moving on to NASCAR, big thing announced today. Justin Haley is leaving College Racing and going to Rick Ware Racing. I think this is, I don't know that this is a great move. I know Justin talked about their alliance with Roush Fenway Keselowski Racing, but Rick Ware Racing doesn't even have a full-time driver in their car this year. I don't know how you can go from College Racing that isn't great but is building, and maybe the option wasn't there for him to come back. We don't really know that yet. But for him to take, I think this is a 4 or 5 step down to go to a Rick Ware Racing that hasn't shown any sort of potential ever, really. I just don't know that this is a great move for him. I don't get it. I don't understand it. I could be wrong. But wow, just a very interesting sort of turn of events, I guess, with this whole thing happening. I don't get it. I really don't. I don't understand the logic behind it, but I mean, crazier things have happened. A couple weeks ago at Chicago, we had Shane Van Gisbergen run the race there in Chicago, and he has decided he wants to try again. So he is going to run at the Indy Road Course later this month, or is it the beginning of August? I don't know. But coming up real soon, he'll be back in a NASCAR at the Indy Road Course. And coming to Pocono this weekend, the track is one of those that is just very, very fast. It's also one of those tracks where we've had some crazy crashes before. Most notably, the three that I can think of right off the top of my head is Bubba Wallace, Jeff Gordon, and Ken Schrader. Now, I know Ken Schrader and Jeff Gordon's crashes were a long, long time ago. I think one of them was in 2004, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, it's been a long time since Bubba's wasn't too long ago. It was probably 3 years ago. So brakes are not normally a big issue, but we'll see. There's been brake issues this year, most notably at Gateway. But I don't think we'll have those problems this weekend. But Pocono, only 3 turns, the tricky triangle. My expectations for this race would be, I think the Chevys are going to be fast. I really think the Fords will be good in qualifying again, but I don't know that they'll race very well, and especially if they get in dirty air. But yeah, I think the Chevys will be good. Now, one thing about the restarts have been crazy at Pocono for years, but after this past weekend, NASCAR sent out a stern warning on restarts because of all the craziness that happened in the Xfinity race last weekend and kind of the Cup race, where they're just leaving too much of a gap to try and get that run, which the restarts are where everything happens. And you have to push, you have to gain every spot you can, and that's what they're trying to do. So it's been crazy. Their race starts at 2:30 on USA on Sunday. Like I said, this has been a really crazy week. Studio, we had to move the studio. It's okay right now. We'll see what comes of it. But Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what the future will be. Like I said, you know, with Jake, he's got some personal things that he's working on. I hope he's back soon. I really do. I miss him. The show's a little weird without him. You're not going to lie. There's not really that person to lean on and get feedback from. So it's a little odd, but like I said, I did want to get out here and post some info about this weekend's racing. It's not a lot of info, yeah, we'll see. I feel like this racing weekend's busy. I mean, it's busy. You got four races this weekend, with, you know, Formula One, two IndyCar races, and NASCAR just in your major, you know, series. So the trucks run this weekend at Pocono. Also this weekend, the Xfinity is at Pocono. So yeah, a lot of racing. The Indy Next series is at Iowa as well. So yeah, a lot of racing for fans to tune into this weekend. But yeah, that's really all I have for this evening. So just, if you want more content from us, please let us know. We have a lot of building that we want to do, but we want your input. It's crucial that we get fan input. I did get some tweets this week. I put out a poll. I'm kind of like Jeff Gluck from The Athletic. He puts out a how was the race poll. I try to do it for all the series, and this week I put it out for the Cup Series, and I put it out for the IndyCar race weekend, and I was kind of shocked at the results. I'm not gonna lie. I thought they were accurate, to say the least. I do want to get Jill's comment here, because she made a good point. And I think it's something we definitely, not we, but I think NASCAR really needs to look into. But on the two polls we ran this weekend, we asked if the Indy Toronto Grand Prix was a good race. 66% said yes, 33% said no. And then was the Magic Mile a good race? And we got 25% saying yes and 75% saying no. We don't get a lot of votes on these. But Jill said, Jill Motor Freak, at Jill Motor Freak on Twitter. She said she voted no, because once again, NASCAR let cars involved in cautions reclaim their spots in the running order as they did at Chicago, and it's ridiculous. And I totally agree with her. As someone who has definitely watched racing for a long, long time, NASCAR really needs to find a way to get this under control. This isn't the first time. Jill mentioned Chicago being one of those incidents. And yeah, she is correct. Chicago, William Byron, Kevin Harvick, Corey LaJoie, they all got their positions back. So yeah, it's getting out of hand with these drivers being able to regain their spots. What I will say is it is hard at times to sit there and spin 5, 6, 7 laps under caution, but at the same time, it needs to be somewhere where you say our local tracks have it, to where you sit there and they cause a caution, you go to the back of the pack. It's just how it is. It's not, well, you wreck this guy and you get to keep your spot. No, they decide, hey, you caused a caution, you're going to the back of the pack. And maybe that's something we need in NASCAR. But like I said, you guys let me know. You know, add us, tweet us. I'm on Instagram and Facebook. All that information is in the description below, so make sure you like, follow, subscribe, and we will hopefully be back next week. I hope Jake is back next week. I do know for a fact there will be a special guest next week. I'm not going to spoil it for anyone, but there will be a special guest in studio next week. So with that being said, I want to thank you for tuning in to this short little preview of Ranting and Racing. Keep my brother Jake in your thoughts, please. We want him back. We want him to be refreshed, and we want him ready to push out some content with me. So with that being said, like I said, make sure you like, follow, subscribe, and let us know what you want to hear from us.